Good morning, everyone. Glad you could be with us today. And we're going to continue talking about the big God story and how the Israelites experienced God as Yahweh, or the Lord, the Most High God. So Yahweh actually means I am. That's kind of cool. God has no beginning or no end. He is infinite, and his character never changes because he never changes. So we're going to talk about I am God, the Most High God today. And let's pray as we get started. God, thanks for being with us today and always. God, we love you and want to know more about you. So help us today learn what you'd have us learn. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to see Yahweh, the Most High God, through the life of a man named Elijah. Now, Elijah was a prophet who lived in the time when Israel was no longer united. It had split into two countries, Israel and Judah. The northern kingdom of Israel and their kings had continually disobeyed God, if you could imagine that. And one of the things that God had wanted them to do was worship him only. In fact, Ahab, the king of Israel during Elijah's day, made everyone worship a false god, Baal, instead of the real God, Yahweh. Not good. So because Yahweh, the Lord, required his people to know that he was the one Most High God, he used his prophet Elijah to set up a contest to show everyone that he alone was the Most High God. So in 1 Kings 18, 19 through 20, it says this. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. All right, so we've got this showdown. All right, so the false prophets got against one guy. So like 850 false prophets against Elijah. Whose side are you going to pick? Well, let's find out what happens. So here's what was going to happen. Each side would make an offering, make an altar, and pray that their God would send down fire from heaven and burn up the sacrifice. But guess what? Only the Most High God, Yahweh, would be powerful to do that. Kind of gave away the ending there, but still pay attention. The prophets of Baal went first, and they were acting out all sorts of craziness. They prayed for hours. They chanted, they begged, and they cried out, help us, please. And they ripped their clothes. They hurt themselves all to get their false God's attention. Elijah, you might find this kind of fun, teased them. Check this out in 1 Kings 18, 27. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. Shout louder, he said. Surely he's a god. Perhaps he's deep in thought or busy traveling. Maybe he's asleep and needs to be awakened. So, but there was no response. No one paid attention. Finally, the prophets of Baal were exhausted and gave up. All right. Now, Elijah. So again, we got 850 verses 1. Then Elijah built an altar with 12 stones. And then he placed the sacrifice on top of the altar and poured water on it. This is also during a drought. So water was super scarce. So Elijah's pouring water. If you're trying to start a fire, friends, do you pour water on top of the wood? Not usually, but Elijah did. Kept pouring water on all over till it covered and ran down the sides and filled up a trench. So Elijah prayed, Lord, let it be known today that you are God in Israel. Answer me so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again. Guess what? God immediately answered. 1 Kings 18, 38 says, then the fire of the Lord fell down and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Did you get that? everything, even the rocks, even the water. God's fire, it was all gone. Wow. How do you think you'd feel if you saw that happen? Any ideas? Yeah. Well, you'd probably fall down and worship the true God, right? Well, that's exactly what happened. Everyone there fell on their knees and said, "The Lord, He is God." Now, you'd think after that amazing display of power, everyone would want to worship Yahweh, the Most High God, the I Am. But it wasn't that way for everyone. So to completely destroy the worship of false gods, Elijah killed all 850 prophets of Baal and Asherah, and King Ahab, you think he was real happy about that? No. So now the King Ahab and Queen Jezebel wanted Elijah dead. So Elijah ran for his life and fled. And after 40 days without food and many days of travel, he came to a cave in a mountain named Horeb. Elijah was hungry, exhausted, and lonely, and he whined to God. In 1 Kings 19, we find this. He replied, Elijah said, "I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel, they have broken their covenant with you. They tore down your altars and killed every one of your prophets. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." Kind of a bit of a pity party, don't you think? So Elijah had seen God's fierce display of power, but in this moment, Elijah was wiped out. He needed comfort. Because God is a loving God, he answered Elijah's prayer. But this time, he answered Elijah's prayer very, very differently. God told Elijah in 1 Kings 19:11, he said, "Go out," God said this, "go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." So, what happened next? A great powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks. But guess what? God, the Lord, was not in the wind. Then a great earthquake shook everything. But God was not in the earthquake. Next, a fire burned around Elijah. But God, the Lord, was not in the fire. After the fire, did you hear that? It was a gentle whisper. So Elijah went out to the mountain to speak with Yahweh, the Lord, I Am. And the Lord comforted Elijah and told him what to do next. He actually spoke to him this time instead of a crazy, loud, amazing thing in a whisper. The Lord said to Elijah to anoint future kings and train the next prophet, Elisha, and we're going to get to him soon. Through the whisper, God showed himself as Yahweh, the Most High God, who is also not just powerful, but a gentle and loving God. Throughout this part of the big God story, we saw the Lord God in some very different ways, right? We saw him as an all-consuming fire, bringing glory and calling people back to him. But we also saw him speak in a whisper and speak softly to his servant Elijah. So, just like he was in the time of Elijah, Yahweh, I Am, is the Most High God in our world, in our lives today. He's the one who's powerful, loves us, protects us, demands our worship, and comforts us. In everything we need, in every part of our life, Yahweh, the Most High God, he will give himself the glory, and he always has our best interest at heart. So, you, friends, can trust him. In this part of the big God story, Yahweh spoke to his people in two different ways, right? What was the first one? That's right, it was fire, an amazing display of power. What was the second one? It was a whisper. So in both these ways, God reveals something important and unique about himself. He is the Most High God, I am, and he has all the power. Yet he is also personal and relates to his people in love. So right now, let's spend some time remembering that God, the Most High God, can speak to us in many different ways.
We lift you up. Shout it, go on and scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses that he is God. Shout it, go on. Scream it from the mountains. Go on and tell it to the masses that he is God. Shout it. Go on and scream it from the
In Psalm 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So as we think about that, hold your hands out for our blessing today. May the Lord reveal himself to you in big and small ways. May he be the Most High God in your life. And may you have ears to hear his whispers. Thanks, friends. We'll see you again soon.